How do you know if you're moving forward in your work or your life, or running in place? Some of the answer, I believe, can be found in the words of Richard Bach, the author. What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. If you have faced something you might call the end of the world and have come through it with integrity, you are almost certainly moving forward. If, however, you continually avoid risk, you may be running in place. William James, the psychologist, tells us that most people live, whether physically, intellectually, or morally, in a very restricted circle of their potential being. They make very small use of their possible consciousness and of their soul's resources in general, much like a man who, out of his whole bodily organism, should get into the habit of using and moving only his little finger. If you are using only the equivalent of your little finger, you are indeed running in place. Eleanor Roosevelt's words also often ring through the spheres of my being. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I have lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. If you want to ensure you are moving forward in your life or your work, take on this assignment this week. Ask, what is it I think I cannot do now? Who can I not be? Then remind yourself that you have the potential within you for greatness, within your own life force. Identify that thing which you think you cannot do. Determine who you must be to take that action and take the leap. Do that thing. Be that person. Only then will you know you are moving forward to greater meaning and fulfillment in your life and not just running in place.